website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are always delighted to have you join us as we face the issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion today on the issue. Will it be freedom or faith? Will it be freedom or fear? What route will you take? How will we respond to what we see taking place on a global basis? Listen, I want us to understand God's already warned us in His Word of what's going to happen. And if we know what is going to happen, we ought not to be fearful. It should deepen our faith, should enlarge our desire to stand as a free people, and if necessary, fight for that freedom. I'm looking at the text in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm going to read you five verses. Read for us today these five verses that sets the stage, I believe, for where we are in society. The Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, what we call the Scripture, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, the Apostle Paul says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that summarizes where we are in our nation and even around the globe today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the condition that we're in. That word perilous, by the way, means dangerous, dark, difficult, devastating. And may I say, without doing an injustice to the Scripture, where the Apostle Paul says perilous times shall come, may I say perilous times have come. They are already present. We are already in those perilous days, dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating. We're going to talk about that today, several nuances of that. We're going to talk about what's happening, what took place on the island of Maui and Hawaii, what is happening now. And we see a good illustration of the government's deafness and the government's lack of interest in the affairs and the well-being of the people. We find that from the White House down when it comes to governmental interest in protecting we the people. We're going to talk about it today, and I believe that it should be something that draws our attention, and the attention should cause us to focus on what God would have us to do in response. The book of Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter and the 10th verse, the writer Ezekiel said, "How should we then live?" Looking at what's happening, look at what's taking place, how should we respond? What should we do? How should we live in response to it? So, ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage of where we're going. Right after a brief monologue, we'll invite your telephone calls. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone, so we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. And as we face the issues, let me remind you once again, We face the issues based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We do not base our issues in the position that we stand on. We do not base it on some denominational dogma, some philosophical rhetoric, or some political jargon. We base it on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. John 8:31 and 32, as the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and verse 2. Truth we should stand for, truth we should look for, listen to, and live by. But truth is not sought after today. In fact, truth is despised today. It was the secularist George Orwell of yesteryear that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And if you've not experienced that, try standing on truth. Try getting in a crowd of the woke culture today and speak truth and see how the responses would be. We need to recognize that truth is not sought after today. Truth is bifurcated today. In fact, the millennials, 55% of the millennials in society today say this: each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, truth doesn't have different versions. Truth is truth. Without nuances, without bifurcation, it is still truth. But yet there's a mindset somehow, some way, that you have your truth, I have my truth, we'll just merrily go our way with our various truths. I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." We do that every day on this broadcast. Is an attempt to defend the truth and to give inspiration, encouragement, illumination, and understanding on how to stand for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need that in society today, especially among Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We need to learn how to stand for truth, seeking the truth, to listen to the truth, learning it, loving it, telling it. That same writer that I just read you the quote, Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, as he was being burned at the stake for truth, he said, "Truth shall prevail." And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that that is true even today. Truth's going to prevail. It may take a while. It may seem muddled and murky for a while. It may seem as though Satan wins. But according to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, we win in the end. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. God's not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not been sick. Back in the 60s, there was the mindset, God is dead. God's not dead. He's not sick. He's not even had COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, God is still on the throne. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the good news is Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, that'll help you find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It is closed on Sundays, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Tools for Time is a family-friendly oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe we're living in a corrupt, wicked, evil society today, just look at Washington. See what's happening in the Beltway of Washington. Watch what is happening through the Biden administration, controlled by the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. In fact, let me just touch on this little tidbit. We're not going to delve into it today. But with the Biden's background, Biden family cabal, with the 20-some-odd phony, false shell corporations, where they have basically sold America for millions upon millions, in fact, some have said hundreds of millions of dollars. The question that has just arisen by one commentator, how much of that did Barack Hussein Obama know about when Joe Biden was vice president? One writer said that they feel it was an impossibility for Barack Hussein Obama not to know what Biden was up to and what he was doing as he was serving as vice president. I believe that is true. And I believe as the onion is unpeeled, we'll find more and more of the involvement of not just Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Jill Biden, the whole Biden family cabal, but also Barack Hussein Obama. It's an interesting fact of the net worth for Barack Hussein Obama the year after he left the White House. I believe we need to go back, and I believe that the investigatory teams out of the House of Representatives, I believe they are already sniffing out the potentiality of Barack Hussein Obama's guilt, along with Joe Biden, of their treason in selling America. But ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the perilous times. And notice where the scripture says perilous times shall come. I believe they have come. It says, for men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good. We have those today, ladies and gentlemen, that simply, if we stand for truth, if we have morals, ethics, and values, if we believe in faith, family, and freedom, we are despised as no other human beings on the face of the globe as we see it today through the eyes of the woke culture, the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, operating under the banner of a Democratic Party out of D.C. I believe we're witnessing these conditions today. The sad truth is that much of our difficulties and dangers today are the direct result of our government's attempt to destroy our faith and family and our freedom. We need to consider some of those things, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we need to find the truth in what we see taking place so we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots will understand what we need to do and how we need to do it. How do we need to respond? I go back again. Perhaps I wear it out. But the question asked by Ezekiel, how should we then live? We're talking about today faith, freedom, family, and fear. What's it going to be? Are we going to stand by faith, or are we going to be fearful? I believe God's calling us in these last days, and it is the last days. I believe the next thing with the counter to God is the rapture of the church, where the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, be suddenly seized, snatched out, taken out of this old world. I believe we're watching the minute hand, the sweep hand of the seconds, approaching what you would call midnight, when God is going to turn the prophetic eschatological clock back on, and we're going to see what's taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an attempt today to destroy everything that we call faith and family. there's an attempt to crush anything that's called freedom. For the past 3 years under the Biden administration, we've seen major food, fuel, and finance shortages and problems. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article by Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ chief counsel. Jay Sekulow says, I'm gravely concerned that Christians aren't really ready. President Biden is emboldening anti-Christian forces to strip away all of our religious liberties. A Christian kid was unconstitutionally suspended for telling his classmates about Jesus. A pastor was threatened with arrest just for praying in front of a Chinese embassy. Employees are banned from going to church on Sunday. The faith of our soldiers is under fire. The deep state is spying on churches and calling Christians criminals. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a pretty good summary, broad brush summary, from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ chief counsel. And I believe it's very, very factual and real. I believe we're seeing today what is happening. But my question is, deep, abiding, serious question, are Christians ready for the next thing on the calendar of God? Are Christians ready for what is about to take place, what is taking place, and what shall take place? Multitudes of churches have pastors in the pulpits that refuse to discuss, talk about, preach on what is happening in society. Most pastors will not talk about the sodomite agenda to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of our sons and daughters. Most are not willing to talk about the fact that the 2020 election was stolen, the 2022 election was stolen, and we're on the fast track watching the Biden apparatus preparing to steal the 2024 election. Ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place before our eyes. I'm looking at a headline, give you an illustration. When I talk about the major shortages in America of food, fuel, and finances, that's the problem, summarized in three categories. Headline, the Biden energy chief claims wiping out 60% of oil imports will help, not harm, energy security. Let that sink in for a while. I'll read that headline again. The Biden energy chief claims that wiping out 60% of oil imports will help, not harm, energy security. In a speech to the Seattle crowd Wednesday, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm made the claim that lower oil imports improve U.S. energy, praising Biden's historic green energy funding and 100% clean energy goal by 2035. Granholm said, quote, with all this electrification, we could slash our net crude oil import by 60%, and that will strengthen our energy security. It goes further to say one of the most common critiques of Biden's green energy is that it has thus far achieved the opposite energy security. Regulators claimed in May that more than 66% of the country stands today vulnerable to summer blackouts because of the new environmental rules cracking down on fossil fuel. The regulators explained that the government is causing a spike in energy demand at a pace faster than renewables can ever catch up with, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today. I'm trying to set the stage for where we're going. Trying to set the stage with the fact that our major enemy, the enemy of we the people, is the government itself. The question is, will we stand for freedom? Will we be cowardice in fear? Will we submit in fear? We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the players, the actors being put on the stage. We're watching the screen being prepared for the theft of the 2024 election. By the way, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our sovereignty. No southern border today. Millions of illegals in America are getting free food, free clothing, free schooling, free medical care, and housing, while Americans, I believe, are continuing to suffer as a result of the inflation and government control in most of our lives most categories of our lives. I find it interesting, sad, yet interesting, where we're finding today blue states, blue cities. That's the socialist, Marxist, communist-controlled cities, where they're now screaming at the Biden administration to do something about the influx of illegals. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the kids of the illegals in America today have been put back, put into our American school system, educational system? They are not required to have a COVID test. They're not required to have a COVID death jab, as our kids were required to. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the Biden administration basically laughing at Americans, laughing at the Constitutional Republic with disdain and rejection of all that we have as a free people. In fact, the Biden administration now is asking businesses to give to the illegals. Listen to this headline. Biden administration wants businesses to give illegals free stuff. On Wednesday, the New York Governor Kathy Hochul met with the Biden administration's officials to seek help for her state in dealing with a deluge of illegal immigrants in recent months. What she got instead was a suggestion that the New York City-based companies be asked to provide services to immigrants in the process of seeking asylum in the U.S. Free services? Is that it? This article reads. Among the services federal government suggests private businesses provide at their own expense are legal advice, guidance, how to navigate the government labyrinth of work permit application process. The city has already received $146 million from the federal government to address the crisis, but the city has sent more than 100,000 illegal immigrants as they arrive, has seen 100,000 illegals arrive in their city in the past year. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding today, in fact, what the media is not telling us, but based on research, you can sift through the details. We've got somewhere between 6 and 8 million illegals that's crossed the border, the southern border, during the time of the Biden administration. The Biden administration, without fanfare, has now transported them across America, distributing them in every city and every state across our nation. They are in the process of providing work permits. For a person to have a work permit, they're going to have to be assigned a Social Security number. We're watching the illegals become legalized, not in the sense that they're citizens, but legalized in their life, living, working, and even voting. That's the fast track that we're on in America for the 2024 election, ladies and gentlemen. And along with that, we're watching our schools and the woke agenda in our schools destroy the morals, the ethics, and the values of our kids. Ladies and gentlemen, our administration has attempted to destroy every vestige of morals and ethics and values. They're pushing the LGBTQ agenda, the transsexual, transgender surgeries, and abortion. And I'm finding it a little frightening from the human standpoint that there's so few conservative, Christian, patriot pastors saying anything about it. Here's one that I commend, do not know the pastor, just says, mega pastor warns, our kids are being literally sacrificed. If we don't take this hill, there'll be no future congregations to preach to, this pastor said. A Christian mega pastor is blaring the alarm against the woke culture permeating America and warns the lives of U.S. children are now being spiritually sacrificed to the ancient pagan gods mentioned in the Bible. Appearing Monday on the Charlie Kirk Show, The Real America's Voice, the pastor explained, our kids are being literally sacrificed as if they were on an altar. If we do not defend our own flesh and blood, then we are no different than those who worship Moloch and other gods in the scripture. Moloch is a false deity mentioned numerous times in the scripture, representing Satan, the devil, to whom people would actually bring their babies to be scorched to death in the fire. Question is asked in this article, are American children being sacrificed today on the altar of wokeism? He urged Americans to get back to the basic Christian fellowship, which has seen a dramatic drop-off in the wake of COVID pandemic. Quote, you and I watched so many people stop going to church during COVID, he told Charlie Kirk, adding many believers now say, we just do church at home, they say. This is the hour. This is the time that we must stand, even if we're the only ones. Quote, we die on this hill, he concluded. If we don't take this hill, there'll be no further congregation to preach to in American churches, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pretty powerful statement. My question is, are we listening? I find it antithetical to biblical truth that so many pastors find it convenient not to talk about the ills of society, refuse to talk about Joe Biden and the wokeism that's destroying the morals, ethics, and values, refuse to talk about what is happening with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools that's destroying the morals and the ethics and the values of our kids. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in dangerous, perilous times. I believe we have Lori on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. My husband and I just went to a Liberty Pastors Conference up in Lynchburg, Virginia at Liberty University. And it was all about bringing back the black robed regiment. And to be honest, I didn't really know what the black robed regiment was, but it was basically the pastors back in the 16 and 1700s. You know, they did. They preached. They talked about what was going on from the pulpit. And then, finally at one point, they ended up, taking off their black robe, and then they put on, the uniform, and they went out and fought. And then after we won the war, the British military or empire said, they wrote letters back to America, and they said, had it not been for those brave pastors that got their congregation involved and got them engaged, you would not have won that war. And it was a 4-day conference, and it was, I cannot even tell you how phenomenal it was. And basically, it was exactly what you were saying. I couldn't believe when I started listening to you today. And it was what they were saying, that these pastors, they're hirelings. They're just, they're worried about noses and nickels. They just want to keep the seats filled and keep the money in the pot. And they're not really addressing what's happening in our city. I mean, those three children that were, the three people that were shot at the Dollar General. You see people post on their social media, these pastors, oh, our prayers are with you. Well, why aren't you going out there and doing anything? Why aren't you doing like boots on the ground? Why, you're going to all these other, countries which is a great thing on mission trips, but we've got a battlefield right here in our backyard. And there are people living in their cars. There's violence. I mean, why aren't we doing something about our... frustrating.
You're exactly right. One of the major, major things we find is, and you touched on it, preachers are so interested in... I'm not trying to be anti-pastor today, but you're exactly right. Too many preachers are concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses. I never will forget, probably 30, 35 years ago, one of the men in our church, we're doing some work on the grounds, some tractor work, and... his name was Brother Bill. He's with the Lord now. We sat down on a large rock having our sack lunch together. And he said, Pastor, he said, the way you preach, he said, do we have any Democrats in our church? I said, Lord, I hope not. But there's the mindset somehow that if you speak the truth, it's going to hurt somebody's feelings and they might leave. Well, speaking the truth is what God called us to do, whether it be I call it the person in the pew, the person in the pulpit. We have the responsibility of standing on the truth, nothing but the truth. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you will have to stand in front of God one day and say, I spoke the truth. I mean, you as a pastor, you will be able to honestly say, I spoke your word. I spoke your truth.
Amen. Amen. Lori, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Right after the news break, we'll be right back as we continue to talk about freedom of fear. Which will it be? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is unloading on the special counsel prosecuting him for allegedly trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The former president calling Jack Smith deranged. Mr. Trump talking today with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The former president has insisted he'll continue speaking out despite efforts to stifle him. Although he wasn't at the U.S. Capitol during the 2021 riot, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio has been sentenced for his role in the unrest. Prosecutors say he orchestrated the uprising from afar. His lawyers vow to appeal his 22-year prison sentence. More civilian deaths today in Ukraine following the latest Russian attack. At least 16 people killed in the attack on a marketplace in eastern Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow down 135. More details, srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about freedom of fear. Which will it be? We're listening to the, how would you say, the voices today trying to raise the issue of COVID and COVID-19, and the need for masking, the need for social distances, the need for lockdowns. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the stage being set. We're watching the plan to steal the election for 2024, just as was stolen, in my most humble opinion, in 2020 and 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what is happening, this destroying the freedom in America and causing people to live in a state of cowardice, submission, and fear to a government that has denied God, rejected God's word. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, according to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7 in particular, God created civil government. And God's creating of civil government was for the government to be the servant, the doulos, that's a slave, that's the Greek word in the English Bible, that's the term, to be a slave for God. And if we follow the way that God ordained and set up civil government to prosecute evil and to protect good, we're seeing that reverse today. We're seeing good being called evil, evil being called good, and we're finding that, by the way, is in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, that we're finding that taking place today on a rampant scale, and yet somehow, some way, multitudes are simply complying, submitting, surrendering to that. Go back to the third chapter of the book of Daniel, And you find when the government set up a false god and then commanded everybody to bow to that god, when the instruments play, when the band starts playing, everybody was told, when you hear the music, bow down. Three young Hebrew lads refused to do so. They didn't bow. The king called them in, chided them, challenged them, threatened them, and they still didn't bend. They were thrown in the fiery furnace, as you know. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, they didn't burn because they took a stand, didn't bow, and didn't bend, and God protected them. I believe we need more like that today that's unwilling to bend and bow to the voices of a governmental system that is anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christ. I find it, ladies and gentlemen, very, very sad. I'm looking at a headline. Parents pull son from the classes after high school says he can't fly a large American flag from his own pickup truck. This is in Virginia. A Virginia school student was pulled out of school by his parents over the controversy involving a school policy that said he could not fly his American flag from the back of his own pickup truck. Bedford County, Virginia, student Christopher Hartless, H-E-R-T-L-E-S-S, had his parking pass revoked from Satin High School after he refused to remove a large American flag from the back of his truck. Hartless said he is simply exercising his First Amendment right to fly the flag and was supported by his stepmother, Christina Kingley, who decided that the family would homeschool the teenager unless he was allowed to fly his flag. Quote, "My family fought for America, and I feel I should be able to represent the flag that they fought for." The school sent out a weekend reminder. Large flags and banners are not allowed to be flown or displayed on any vehicle due to their destructive nature. Administrators also pointed out that the parents and the students agreed to the policy upon signing up for the school parking pass. Hartless, the man's young lad's name, still disagreed and said he didn't understand how the flag can be a distraction if the school itself has an American flag on the flagpole that every student can see each and every day, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the position we're in today, where we're watching the brainwashing of our kids in the school, the indoctrination that is indoctrinating them into a hatred for America, a rejection for our constitutional republic, a rejection for the capitalistic system. In fact, 67% of the woke millennial culture today, millennials being the 18 to 35-year-old age group, 67% admit that they would prefer socialism, communism, over capitalism and our constitutional republic. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a frightening statistic. I'm concerned when we see that taking place. And when we watch, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening today in our school system, looking at another headline, state demands professor to teach government-approved wokeness. State of California is demanding that professors at a community college teach the state-adopted ideology of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's getting sued for that reason. The Foundation for Individual Freedom and Expression is taking the action on behalf of six California Community College professors to fight new statewide regulations forcing the professors to espouse and teach those political ideas, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, our school system today, our educational system from kindergarten through the higher education, the colleges and universities, and it with a woke system of political wokeness in those school systems, we're not teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, as we used to call it. I'm looking at another headline. Teachers are told to destroy any evidence of illegal gender surveys. A union representing teachers in suburban county near Denver has advised the teachers how to destroy the evidence when they survey students about their gender identity and preferred pronouns, which is illegal under state law. Quote, "If you do a questionnaire, please make it a paper and pencil activity, and digital records are more permanent and may be requested under federal law," the Jefferson County Educational Association told the teachers in an email. In other words, the teachers are being trained, schooled on how to lie to the parents and to the system and to circumvent the laws in their particular locale, and teaching the immoral, ungodly, unholy ethics and values in the classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I think we're in a state of mourning in America today, more than ever in the history of our great nation. I believe that we're finding that to be true today. Psalms 146, verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, our help comes from God. Our hope comes from God. Our fear is based on what we see that the government is doing. We need to not fear, but faith God, trust God, and refuse. Listen, I'm not talking about having some tyranny or some uprising. I'm talking about saying no to anything that is against the Word of God, anything that will tear down and destroy the morals, ethics, and values in our homes and in our families. We need to stand up for that which is right, that which is moral, that which is biblical. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible's already told us in the last days there will be perilous times, dangerous, dark, devastating, difficult, and we see that happening. But ladies and gentlemen, one of the major things that we find taking place today is that there's no rule of law. There's no standard. We have a dual system today. If you don't believe that, just watch what the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the FDA, and the DHS, all of the three-letter acronym agencies that are controlled by the immoral, unholy Joe Biden, and see, ladies and gentlemen, what's taking place. They're all tools to destroy our constitutional republic. They're being used and manipulated by Joe Biden for the protection of the promulgation of his continual treasonous selling of America. Ladies and gentlemen, America is about to enter another desperate, dark time under the guise of COVID. That's going to be you. Listen, this is the program that's in place that is being set up to be reinstitutionalized today to steal the election in 2024. Headline says, Americans mobilizing to fight surging wave of COVID-19 hysteria 2.0. As Joe Biden's liberal corporate and social media ramp up their talk about masking up and the new COVID booster shot campaign, conservatives and those who no longer trust the science or trust the government, to quote a widely ridiculed narrative, are bracing for a new wave of COVID hysteria. The article further reads, many speculate the resurgence of COVID-19 fear-mongering is timed for the election, as there is near unanimity among Republicans, and restrictive COVID-19 policies were used to rig or tilt the 2020 election rules in Biden's and the Democrats' favor. The article further states, but with the benefit of the hindsight and lessons learned from the disastrous and oppressive COVID policies during the initial pandemic, the difference today is that an army of highly informed skeptics skilled at debunking establishment narratives is ready to mobilize against a rebirth of government and corporate coercion and misinformation. And it goes on to talk about what they're doing. The total lack of critical thinking, experts question COVID vax masking mandates amid the surge, highlights a science writer's critical of COVID-19 for fear-mongering, as well as the new study shows natural immunity of COVID-19 grew considerably among Americans from December 21st, 2020 through December 2022. Question then is asked, will you personally resist any new COVID-19 restrictions? We're headed in that direction, ladies and gentlemen, for the theft of the 2024 election. I'll read one other headline, then we'll take our next caller. Senator Johnson sounds the alarm on the return of the COVID-19 mask mandates. Goes into detail. Another headline, elementary kids forced to wear masks up after only three kindergartners tested positive. Maryland school is now requiring kindergartners to wear masks, school officials told the Daily News Foundation, after just three students tested positive for COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that to take place today. Another headline, major university kicking students out of the dorms because they may get COVID. Another headline, CDC updates masking guidelines for healthcare facilities. And I could go on and on and on. Another one, recent mask mandates lifted amid pushback by the people that refuse to put a mask on. And ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the stage being set. I'm concerned. I don't know if you are. I'm concerned that we hear silence from the part of the people. I'm concerned that we see people. I was in the recently in a grocery store, and only two people in the whole store that I could tell had a mask on. One passed me in the aisle and turned his face from me, his nose almost hitting the canned goods on the shelf because he was afraid to pass by me because I didn't have a mask on. I've not worn a mask, not going to wear a mask. I'm a no-vaxxer and a no-masker, and I believe that's my prerogative, my privilege as a free citizen. I believe I have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with the question or comment, please.
Well, this is Greg, but that's fine.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, we're good. No, it's amazing how these totalitarians, these fascists, these leftist thugs roll out their mandates. Y'all just understand this, that mandate is not a law. It doesn't have the force of law unless it's in keeping with the law, and that law is in keeping with the Constitution. And, you know, I think it's interesting to note that, you know, we've had little cases popping up here and there of this new cold they call Wu flu, they call COVID-19, whatever. And they give it, you know, the fifth or sixth or seventh or 1,000th variant. It's inconsequential. A few things to remember. We, the taxpayers of America, paid to develop out that COVID-19 flu, that COVID-19 virus, that Wu flu, that China bug. We paid for it, folks. Follow the money. And within 6 months of this breaking in early 2020, I knew that. People close to me knew that. And here we are three and a half years later. And people are just starting to come around to the fact that, yes, EcoHealth Alliance received money from NAIAD and sent it to the Wuhan laboratory, where we had already forwarded all the technical data, where we had already, because we've been working on it here in the States until 2014, and then sent it over there. So we paid for it, and then it was either released on us intentionally or accidentally. And I think it's probably intentionally, in order to upset the apple cart, in order to flip over the game board and get this thing. They hated Trump with such a purple passion. He's the only president in my lifetime that's put real pressure on China for reforms, for stopping the cheating, stopping the tech theft, stopping the imbalance of trade, where, you know, we let their products in with a zero tariff, and they allow our products in with a 50% or 100% tariff. He's the only one that put real pressure on China. Do you see any pressure on China today with Joseph R. Biden? No, because I think his son, through BHR Holdings, received, I believe, $1.2 billion to invest. Here you go. Here's some free capital. Make some money with it. Well, y'all can do your homework on that and see if I'm telling you the truth. But the reality is this resurgence now with 3 or 4 or 5 cases, and all of a sudden kids are in school. Oh, we're going to force you to wear a mask. Well, they didn't do that weeks ago before school started, but you've now put your kids into their arena. It's kind of like when you step onto public transportation, they own you. You step into the air, they've got a million ways to control you. They intend to control every element of your life, especially rolling up to the election. If they can create hysteria yet again, they'll have universal mail-in balloting with no signature verification, which means they can win every election from now till the end of time. That's the intent. That's the purpose. That's the drive, the control. It's anything for the power. And that's what we're seeing play out, I believe, before our very eyes.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm looking at a headline from the American Frontline Doctors. It said, during a recent interview with Fox News, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said that COVID-19 was pre-planned by an elite group of people to take control over all of our lives. Another headline says, could mask mandates and COVID hysteria be making a comeback? It's dated August the 21st. It says, with new COVID variants in the news, the same media and advocates on the left who were most fanatical about mask and other heavy-handed COVID policies during the pandemic are now pushing mask mandates once again. And it goes on to talk about their ploy and their push. Another headline says, COVID mask mandates are now returning. Nearly a year after Joe Biden declared the pandemic is over, some colleges and workplaces have reinstituted mask mandates amid reports of administration. It's set to roll out in the marketplace and reinstitute mask mandates. And it goes on and on and on. But the problem is, Greg, where I'm finding, I see this as the problem. We know what they're doing. We know where they're headed. And yet the problem we have is so many people that simply will listen to what CNN, the Communist Network News, says. They will listen to what CDC says. By the way, recently a court ruled that the FDA and the CDC are not medical doctors, that the doctors should have the right, the freedom to prescribe hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, as they see necessary to cure the patient. And that was brought about as three doctors that filed suit against the CDC and the FDA and the different governing bodies for their medical license. I find it antithetical because we have so many people that's so willing to listen to what the government says, to listen to what the Communist Network News says, and to obey that rather than recognizing that we're free people. And they claim that now the kids are going to be spreaders. And who was it? Rand Paul. Senator Paul just recently said on an interview on Fox News that we go back and in the records will prove it, that not one child died from COVID-19 during the whole pandemic. And yet they were claiming that those kids were the spreaders, et cetera, et cetera. Greg, let's take a minute and do a quick change of gear. I'm concerned when I see what's happening with the governmental leadership, if you want to call it that, on a national level. But let's switch gears and go to Maui, the state of Hawaii. Tell us, in your opinion, what you see taking place. What happened? Why did it happen? What went wrong? Just ramble for a few minutes through that for us. I believe our listeners need to understand it's not just a big fire that came. It's not just a coincidence. It's not just an accident. Tell us your insight as to what you see that took place on the island of Maui.
Well, you know, there are a lot of theories out there, and the left likes to say conspiracy theories. And amazingly, over the past few years, you'll find that the conspiracy theorist friends that you have were right more often than they were wrong. Am I not correct? Think about it. In this case, you know, I don't know about all the laser theories. I've seen some interesting videos along that line. But the inability of the officials to be able to turn off the power once power lines were down, yet the ability for them to cut off the water once the fire started, is highly suspicious. It's highly suspicious that the poor folks had their land, their houses, their cars, their families incinerated. But the rich folks didn't have their land touched. The poor folks, you know, the folks that aren't sitting on tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, they were stopped by law enforcement, not allowed to get on the asphalt road, the only road out of town. They were stopped, held up in traffic, incinerated. You didn't have that for the other folks. You know, location by location, I've watched this happen in places just about all over the country. There are slow, steady, and sometimes large and aggressive land grabs. I want y'all to look at what the plans are for that part of Hawaii, the plans to have this really super-duper environmentally friendly, you know, zero-impact community. I suppose, you know, Oprah will move off the island, you know, or her estate, her 300 acres there. I mean, she has places all over the world. I'm sure she'll move away. No, she won't. She'll have the federal, state, and local government spend billions of dollars and turn that into a nice playground for her and her friends. These land grabs have taken place all over the United States. They put the Hammonds in jail, father and son duo in jail out in Nevada or Arizona. Y'all know about the Bundy family issues. The Hammonds, they were tried to be bought off multiple times by the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, And when they refused and refused and refused, then things started happening. You know, they didn't have full access to their land nor to their water rights, and they were put under pressure. And then they were arrested because, you know, when you do a prescribed burn out there, but they you know, with tens of thousands of acres, if the burn gets off your land by a couple acres and you put it out, but they come back to you and arrest you under a terrorism provision in the law and put you in jail for 10 or 15 years. When they put father and son in jail, and that father and son there happen to be running a ranch, they intend to shut the ranch down. They intend to shut the ranch down because they intend to take the land. Now, that's kind of an extreme case, but it's happening all over the United States. It happens in the state of Florida. Multiplicity of different things. They don't use fires as quite as effectively as they use wetland provisions, Florida Statutes 373 and 403. Let them take a lot of land from private citizens in the state of Florida. So this is probably at the end of the day of a land grab, but in this case, it cost the lives of more than 1,000 people, I believe. And it's horrendous to think that they're blocking out access. They don't want the cameras in there to show people what's taken place, what took place and is taking place as we speak. They intend to seize this land. They intend to take land from people, and they're going to give them a check for, I'm sure, more than the $700 they've given them so far, but it won't be anything near like the tens of billions of dollars we ship out to Ukraine, you know, month after month after month. It's onerous. It's evil. It's disgusting. And Ronald Reagan said it right when he said the most fearful words a person can hear are, "We're from the government, and we're here to help." Understand this was entirely, the devastation was contrived, it was designed, it was executed by government officials.
Absolutely. Glenn, Greg, I'm looking at two or three articles. One says, weeks after Maui fires, most residents are still blocked from access from their Lahaina homes. Another headline, Maui residents disturbed by outside realtors offering quick cash for their land. Headline, ready to abandon your community? Maui residents who owns a home in that area told CBS Money Watch that she has been solicited by five separate entities offering to buy her house, et cetera, et cetera. Another headline that's probably distressing, disturbing. Maui mother racing home to her boy was held up by the barricades and was told the area had been cleared. She returned later to find her little boy, 15 years old, clutching his dog in his arms, and the two of them incinerated there together. And it goes on to talk about what she had gone through just to get back to her home to find that as the end result, and supposedly that whole area had been cleared. But the problem, Greg, that I find that is a major question, why have they put about a 10-foot metal wall all the way around the burned area? Why is it they will still not let the residents go back in? There's no fire. There's no fire danger. Why can't the residents go back in and examine the ruins of their property? It's their property. It's their home. What is the reasoning and the rationale behind that? I'm looking at a headline that says, really? The government? Hawaii victims are getting desperate. Nearly a month after catastrophic fires, wildfires devastated, Hawaiians are still not allowed to go back into their property and look at their homes, etc. So I have read several articles, but it's distressing to find that there are two or three major investors, i.e., that are looking to buy up all of that land, and the government is assisting them to do so and going against the citizens. Now, that's just part and parcel of what I see with the big hand of government. And the big hand of government, I believe, is out to destroy what we call a constitutional republic and the need to stand. So, Greg, with all of that, it sounds fearful, it sounds frightening, but our freedom is at stake. So in closing words for our listeners, do we fear what's happening, or do we by faith stand for our freedom?
I have two messages. One I have for you, Dad. Happy birthday. I love you.
Thank you.
And for everyone else, Philippians 4:6-7, be careful. That's be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. The government doesn't care for you, but I know the one that does.
Welcome Amen. To Teach Kids.
Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church.